Allison Mendocino, I bark in my best cop voice.
Oh my God,
the bachelorette shrieks, putting her hand over her heart. There's been a criminal complaint filed against you, Allison. It seems you've been a very bad girl. The overhead music cuts off and the lights in the room go dim. Quickly, I flip on the swirling, multicolored lights attached to my portable speaker, press play on the song I've queued up, Candy Shop by 50 Cent, and strike an athletic stance a few feet from the couch. Allison Mendocino, you're under arrest, I say. Every woman in the room goes ballistic. You have the right to remain silent, I say, colorful lights skimming over my body. I flash a wicked grin and run my hands over my chest and straight down my torso toward my package. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. The women are already squealing with glee. Or fuck it, baby. Scream your motherfucking head off. It's just you and me after all. Everyone shrieks with delight.
Oh my God,
the bachelorette says again, this time putting her hands on her blushing cheeks. I let my gaze drift across every single enraptured face in the room. I'm Officer Ballpeen Hammer, beautiful ladies. My hips have begun gyrating to the beat of the music, and a huge smile is spread across my face. You ready to let loose and have some fun with Officer Hammer tonight? Every woman in the room screams her affirmative reply. I can't hear you, ladies, I bellow. They scream even louder, throwing up their hands. A blonde on the end of the couch throws a crumpled bill in my direction, bless her heart, and I blow her a kiss. I stride toward the bachelorette on the couch, the handcuffs attached to my belt jangling, and come to a stop directly over her, my crotch in her face, my body gyrating into her personal space. You ready to have some fun tonight, sweetheart? Allison the bachelorette makes a face like she's trying to contain an internal meltdown. She nods. I take my sunglasses off, and with my eyes locked onto hers, begin grinding my hips to the beat of the sexy song. You gonna let your hair down for me, alley cat? I coo, touching her hair. Get a little wild for me? Bachelorette Allison sighs loudly. I touch Allison's cheek gently, moving my hips exactly the way I do when I'm culling a body-quaking orgasm from deep inside a woman, and she makes a sexual sound. You want it mild or wild tonight, Allison? I ask. What's your pleasure, sweetheart? My entire body is moving without reservation now. I'm in the zone.
Wild!
The ladies around us shriek in unison. Another woman throws a bill at me, and then another. Mild or wild, Allison, what's your pleasure? I ask, pulling the bachelorette up to standing, pressing my body into hers. I grind myself into her crotch, exactly the way I'd do if she were my woman and I was fucking her nice and slow. And she gasps. I'll take it as slow as you need, sweetheart. I whisper into her ear, my lips grazing her skin. It's all about you tonight.
Oh, my God.
The bachelorette breathes, her pelvis moving rhythmically with mine, despite the shy blush in her cheeks.
Wild?
She chokes out. I run my hands down the bachelorette's arms and brush my lips against her cheek. Right answer, baby. Without warning, I cuff her wrists, and the entire room, including the bachelorette, goes batshit crazy. I pull the bachelorette to an empty chair in the middle of the room, guide her trembling body to sitting, and straddle the chair with her in it, just as the song switches to Pony by Genuine. Whoa, whoa, whoa! I saw that, baby doll. Another eye roll. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, sweetheart. Yeah, okay. I've lifted this song straight from Magic Mike, along with over half the dance moves I'm about to do. But so what? I'm not in the wheel reinvention business. I'm in the business of giving ladies exactly what they want. And that's this song coupled with Channing Tatum's smooth moves. I begin moving my hips to the cadence of the song, grinding and thrusting my hips into the bachelorette's lap. And when I'm sure every woman in the room is clenching her thighs and whimpering, I slide back up to standing, rip my hat off, and throw it onto the couch, a move that provokes catcalls and several more bills thrown my way. When the song reaches its chorus, I begin slowly unbuttoning my shirt, much to the howling delight of the room. With each movement of my fingers down the buttons of my shirt, I stare more and more intensely at the bachelorette, doing my damnedest to make her feel like it's just her and me in the room. You've been a bad girl, Allison, I say, opening my unbuttoned shirt to reveal the chiseled chest and abs I've worked my ass off to get. A very, very bad girl. A huge smile spreads across my face. And now, it's time for justice to get served.